Hello again, and welcome to another episode of Consciously Blooming. I'm your host, Natalie Green, and I'm so happy to have you here today. For this week's episode, I wanted to discuss the topic of talking to strangers. This is something that some of us might have a hard time doing. I know that I can definitely be a little bit hesitant to talk to strangers for sure. It definitely depends on the situation, but I can definitely relate to not wanting to talk to strangers. It's actually really good for you and for your overall well-being. So that will be this week's topic, and I'll jump right into that after going into what I've been into and what I've been up to this last week. What I've been into. So recently I got into tongue scraping first thing in the morning. If you're not in the tongue scraping game yet, you better get on it. So tongue scraping is you take this like little weird metal tool and you physically scrape the surface of your tongue, and it really helps get off a lot of that bacteria, especially that bad breath bacteria. And so I've been doing that for a while now, but I just recently listened to a podcast episode on Wellness Her Way, and they were interviewing a lymphatic draining expert, I guess, a lymph expert. And she says that you should tongue scrape first thing in the morning before you drink anything, before you eat anything, before you do anything. Because when your body is draining that waste and trying to cleanse itself, it can deposit some of that bad stuff, I guess, onto your tongue. It can actually come out onto your tongue while you're sleeping. So first thing in the morning, scrape that off, because if you're drinking and eating, it's just gonna right back down to where it came from. That's something that I've been doing. It literally takes 2 seconds. And if you already have a tongue scraper, it costs nothing. I'm into it. And if you have one, you should be into it too. What I've been up to, I actually had a work conference on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And then I was selling clothes with Alexi, who you heard from last week on the episode 55. And it was a really great week. So the work conference was in Long Beach. I had never been there before, and it was really interesting. It was very pretty. The weather was great. And I ate a lot of really yummy food and got to talk to a lot of strangers. And then selling clothes was great too. We had the absolute best weather. It just went so perfectly, and I had such a good time. And I think Alexi did too. And happy to not only make some money, but to get rid of some clothes that I obviously loved because I paid money for in the first place. But as I've said a few times, I have too many clothes and I'm trying to downsize my closet. So it felt really nice to be able to get rid of some clothes in a way that they weren't just going straight to a landfill. They were going to be going to another home where hopefully they will be loved and enjoyed more than I had the opportunity to do so. That is what I've been into and what I've been up to. So, like I mentioned, I was in 2 situations this week where I was more or less forced to talk to strangers. Now, I actually really like talking to strangers. I'm kind of an extroverted introvert, which might seem counterintuitive, but if you're not familiar with the concept, I kind of boil it down to it can be hard for me to get talking in certain situations. But once the conversation gets started, I'm very comfortable and can talk the night away and will make an effort to maintain that connection afterwards. I am trying to put myself out there more to see what connections might be brought my way by having an open mindset. Luckily, for both of these highly social situations that I was in this past week, people actually had to approach me. And I did not have to approach them and start the conversation, which I was very grateful to not have to do. However, in both situations, I did want to put out signals that invited others to engage with me. Otherwise, I wouldn't have been able to accomplish my goals at either event, to spread awareness of my company and myself at the work conference, and to sell clothes at our little yard sale. For work, I could have been very unfriendly and not really engaged people. While I still would have been forced to sit at our company booth and give out our company swag, I could have been very dismissive and avoidant, which would have deterred strangers and conversation. When selling clothes, it could have been the same situation. I could have just avoided talking to the people who came up to our little area and just not been engaging. Granted, that probably would not have been beneficial for selling clothes, but again, still an option. But I was able to engage with people, and it was so wonderful. Those small interactions, no matter how trivial the conversation might have been, were just nice to share. This idea connects back to what Alexi said on the podcast last week about having an open heart and just asking people about themselves, learning about them. This is something that has really stuck in my mind since our conversation, and I really tried to emblemize having an open heart and kind of emanating positive energy at the conference. And while I was still tired at the end of each day and definitely ready to stop talking and to just stop listening to anything, like not even music, I left feeling really good. For this week's episode, I wanted to dive a little deeper into this train of thinking to figure out if talking to strangers was actually good for your mental health and psychological well-being, like it left me feeling. One misconception about talking to strangers is that we would feel better sitting in silence than talking to them. A study was done by researchers that asked commuters in Chicago to talk to another person on the train during their daily commute. While the test subjects expected to feel better if they were to just sit in silence, they actually found that their moods were improved by having just that small conversation with the fellow passenger. Connecting this idea with another misconception people have about talking to strangers is the assumption that others won't enjoy the conversation. You may have heard the studies referenced where people are far more likely to overestimate their abilities in general. Talking with strangers is not one of them. Most people think they are worse at talking with strangers than they actually are, and they assume that others will not enjoy engaging with them or simply won't want to. According to Nicholas Epley, a professor of behavioral science at the University of Chicago, there are three main reasons that people have these misconceptions about themselves and talking to strangers. Number one, people believe the success of an interaction is based on how effectively they can start and hold a conversation. In reality, how good a person leaves feeling after having a conversation is based on the warmth and kindness conveyed by the person they are talking to, less so on their conversation skills. I have a really funny example of this, and that was the other day when I was walking to my Pilates class. I actually ran into this guy, kind of a young guy that I've met a few times actually, and he is on the spectrum and he always tries to sell me a toy. Last time it was this very large, loud kind of motorized fire truck. And this time it was a motorized T-Rex, and it always cracks me up. So he always tries to sell me like a toy, and I, of course, never buy it because I don't need a toy and I don't have anyone to give it to. So I also don't know if he should be selling them. I feel like I always politely decline, but we were at a red light together waiting for the crosswalk, and he and I just struck up a conversation, and he started telling me about these other figures that he has and like a show that they're connected to that's winning a Grammy and all of their, an Oscar or something like that. And it was just a really fun conversation. And what's even funnier is that we crossed the street together. We were still talking, and then we split ways at the very end. And I turned to say goodbye and to like say have a nice day and everything, and he just walked away. He just turned and left, and I was already feeling good about the conversation. Like, we just had a fun convo because he was friendly, but it was even funnier because, you know, he just walked away. He didn't even say bye. He was like, okay, bye. So that cracked me up, and I felt good after leaving the conversation, even though he might have not had the best conversation skills. Like, I still had a great conversation, and honestly, I hope he did too. So shout out to T-Rex guy, and I hope I see him again soon. But back to the topic at hand. Number two, people are worried that their attempts at conversation will be met with rejection. We automatically assume that the other person would prefer not to talk to us. in reality, a majority of people will respond to kindness and friendliness with friendliness in turn. While you might catch someone on a bad day who really doesn't want to talk, most people are happy to chat with you. Number three, going back to the earlier mentioned study about the passengers on the Chicago train, people underestimate how much enjoyment they will get out of those small conversations. We automatically assume that we will feel better sitting in silence. I have mentioned time and time again on this podcast that humans are social creatures and we always have been. Reliance on the other was necessary for survival, so that was of course key back when humankind was developing, but social connection has always been incredibly important for our overall health, both mental and physical. Of course, spending time talking to your family or friends about deep, meaningful topics is incredibly important and leads to very strong feelings of connection. But so are the few words that you share with your mailman or the ticket person at the parking garage. Those conversations are also impactful. This might be surprising, so let's dig into why. A PhD student at Harvard, Hayne Collins, published a study on the frequency of the types of social interactions we have on a given day and what those numbers mean for our overall well-being. Collins first introduced the idea of relational diversity, which is the different types of conversations you have each day. For example, if you talk to your mom, your coworker, and your boyfriend all in one day, that's low relational diversity. On the other hand, if you talk to your coworker, the cashier at the grocery store, your neighbor outside watering, your mom and your boyfriend, your day was much more relationally diverse. The results of Collins' study showed two things. Number one, having more of those social interactions significantly predicts overall well-being. And number two, the higher the relational diversity of those interactions, there's even more increased well-being. I want to add a term to this conversation, and that would be weak connections, referencing those connections with people that you may see at the gym or the hair salon or the post office, whom you chat with but don't really know, versus the strong connections, which are your relationships with family and friends and maybe even coworkers. When I say weak connections, know that this is what I'm referring to and not calling these connections weak in a negative way. Now that we have that groundwork laid, let's get into some of the many reasons that talking to strangers enhances our overall well-being. The most obvious, and probably one of my main drivers for conversation with strangers, is that these simple interactions can add variety to our day-to-day. Sparking up a conversation with someone because they are wearing cool pants, or because the book they're reading looks good, or because I want to know where they got the delicious-looking ice cream. These are all questions out of curiosity. I love learning about people, be that my family and friends or strangers. Referencing back to episode 44 and 46, Lessons from My Dog, I really try to remain curious just like he is. He's curious about everything, by the way. People, inanimate objects, everything. But if someone is wearing something unique or perhaps reading a book that they like, they'll be happy to talk about it. Maybe I'll learn about a hidden gem of a thrift store where they found those pants, or an author that might not be well known that I for sure need to check out, or an ice cream shop that just opened down the road. Being curious can bring novelty into your day, and perhaps stories about others you may have never known or learned had you not been curious. Talking to strangers can also bring us useful information. Like I mentioned, you can learn so much about a city or town by talking to strangers. You can find out where the best pizza is or when the best time to go on a hike might be. Sometimes you can't just Google this information. And even when you can, sometimes it's just as easy and even more rewarding to ask strangers. On a deeper level, I have two opposing feelings brought on by talking to strangers, both of which I value greatly. First, connecting with others can help us feel more interconnected to the larger picture. Thinking back to my conversation with Alexi last week and our brief touch on the connected human experience, connecting with strangers helps us to humanize them. It can help us remember that, hey, these people are trying to live the life that they believe they're meant to live and to find happiness and love and connection, just like me. We all face sadness and hardship, and it can be easy to forget that when we don't take those brief moments to connect with our fellow humans. On the opposite end of the spectrum, talking with strangers helps to remind me of my individuality. This might be a new concept for you. You might have not thought about this after talking with strangers, and I hope you do after I explain a little bit more into what I mean by this. It's like a wonderful breath of fresh air that I'm not my past, I'm not my future, I am the current Natalie in that exact moment, in that person's perception. I get to choose who I am in that moment. This is not to discount all of my past that has helped to make me who I am and all of my hopes and desires that I'm working towards shaping my actions in the present, but it's just nice to simply be. To just have that moment of being, if that makes sense. It also illustrates how people are making a snap judgment of you because there's no way for them to know your backstory like your family or close friends might. They're just scanning your groceries or stamping a package for you. They don't know your life story. All that they can interact with is the you in that moment. And for some reason, I really like this. It's just me. There's no baggage, there's no background to base anything on, just what you have in front of you and the kindness or friendliness that you can choose whether or not to share. Authors Melinda Blau and Dr. Karen L. Fingerman, writers of the book Consequential Strangers, The Power of People Who Don't Seem to Matter, But Really Do, brought up the idea that, quote, where we live, work, shop, and mingle has everything to do with the weak ties we cultivate, and therefore our quality of life, end quote. So I really want to emphasize the importance of putting yourself out there. I know it can be hard, and I know that some days you just want to sit in silence and not talk to a single person. I get it, I've been there. But on those days when you don't feel like connecting with one of your strong connections, just share a kind word with a stranger in passing, and I guarantee it will make you feel better. No matter how small, even a simple smile, just be open and be kind. It's easier than you think. Now with that, I hope you were encouraged by this week's episode to talk to strangers, even though it does require you to get out of your comfort zone. If you're like me, I think it's a great way to practice being uncomfortable. You know, we're always pushing to be more comfortable with being uncomfortable if you are part of the Consciously Blooming community. But with that, I will end this week's episode with a quote by Jean de Loubrière, who said, "The great charm of conversation consists less in the display of one's own wit and intelligence than in the power to draw forth the resources of others." Now, I hope you have such a wonderful week. Please like, share, leave a review, and again, share with any family or friends who you think would like this week's podcast, and keep consciously blooming into your best self.